Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we continue here. We will take your calls about whatever you want. And I know, Mark, you wanted to tell us something. Someone sent you an email, I suppose, about SWAT recruitment.
Yep. This is it's entitled FTL and America, and it's written by Brandon. If you've been in a government high school in the last, 50 years, you're probably aware of the increasing level of recruitment campaigns targeting one of the most impressionable of social classes. There's no secret that governments need those healthy, unexperienced fish to carry on the immoral wars for the eternal occupation of the world.
High in testosterone, preferably.
Yeah. It's absolutely the right target. I mean, obviously,
they're gullible.
Yeah, they have just the right combination of gullibility, testosterone, anger.
They're in government school, so they've been prepped.
Right. They don't seem to have the attachment to harming people, and they don't feel the pain in their soul.
Nothing to lose.
Harming people. They haven't gotten their careers yet. And of course, young men can go long distances, march long distances. They're better able to jump out and actually catch the flying hard bullet in the air that they need to catch. They're just physically and mentally and emotionally, they're the very best targets for military recruiters.
Right.
And they got them right there in the government schools where they can do all that recruiting they want to do. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
for them.
It's brilliant.
So anyway, it says there seems to be a new target in the proverbial crosshairs. Me. This has been a growing concern. This is Brandon. He says, it's been a growing concern of mine for some time, but now the scourge of police recruitment strategies has risen to a level rivaling large corporations.
So he's saying it's not just in the high school anymore, is what he's saying?
Well, I don't think that police recruitment is going on so much in the high schools much as military recruitment. But he's pointing out a new sort of level. And I've noticed it, but I'm not in the same age bracket as Brandon is. Mm-hmm. And so I don't get as much of it. But I've had people forward these recruitment ads to me, and I think that there are a lot of them out there. These sort of be in the SWAT team. A SWAT officer makes $70,000 to $80,000 a year trying to be one in as little as a few months.
Be
financial aid available.
You can be, all that stuff. You know, I remember in high school we had, and this was back in the 70s, late 70s, we had the Marine Corps physical fitness team. In the high school, and I was a member of it because I wanted to get some extra reps in during the winter especially, and I ended up taking some aptitude tests and all that stuff.
Sure, the ASVAB.
And they heavily recruited me, but I said I want to go to college, and they didn't pursue me any further. But that's been going on for a while, but it seems like lately it's they're stepping it up.
It seems like it to me, and this is not just military, but it's the cops too. Just this morning, my consciousness was penetrated by four separate messages urging me to join up with the SWAT team, police, jail, and other citizen management authorities. Never before have I seen so many attempts to co-opt my productivity for the benefit of the government. I see billboards, internet banner ads, vehicle windshield wiper cards, and an array of other tactics to get my attention, most offering ridiculously comfy salaries and the promise of bettering humanity. This doesn't surprise me as I'm plugged into the LibertyRadioNetwork.com, and I'm aware of such similar campaigns, but I feel like many others, especially males 18 to 25, lives may be at risk. They are simply latching on, not the ones that have criminal records, though. They screen those out. The ones lucky enough to get some kind of silly criminal charge in there.
Depends. Yeah. I mean, you can get caught with drugs and you can still be a cop.
Well, that's news to me.
Depends on the department, I think.
And by the way, with the current state of the economy, kids are even more susceptible to these messages because where are all the good jobs out there when you get out of school?
Yeah.
Even if you get out of college. I mean, a lot of college kids are working in bookstores.
Right. You can't just and you can't just start out at $70,000 in the corporate world at most jobs. You're going to get $20,000 or $15,000 or something like that at an entry-level position. But here they are saying $60,000 to $70,000, $80,000. It's exciting. It's adventurous.
You get to wear boots.
Yeah. Yep. They're simply latching on to the use of social networking advertisement. Are they simply latching on to the use of social networking advertisement strategies and street median billboards, a monopoly privilege in my city at least, or are they ramping up for an even greater presence in our lives? As I said earlier, I'm no stranger to the attempts of government bodies at stealing my precious time and productivity, but never before have I been pursued so vehemently. So he
interesting.
Yeah, sends a website here that he keeps they keep on trying to lead him to. But
what is it?
It's called mycriminaljusticecareers.com. He says go there just in case it's pay per click.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Let's talk to Jeff in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff. Jeff.
Hello, you guys.
Hey.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Here for the past week, I'm in a situation where I'm getting ready to, my wife and I are going through a divorce, basically.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And, apparently somebody's trying to sue me at the same time.
Oh, boy.
And they've been showing up to my former place of residence, and, at this point they have threatened my wife with delaying and obstructing an officer.
They threatened my wife?
Yes. My soon-to-be ex-wife.
Right.
And my question to you is, I mean, what do you think I should do from this point? I mean, I know previously, Ian, you have said that you don't have to answer the door to police, and I normally haven't.
How have they threatened your wife exactly, and how did that come about? And are you guys divorcing on amicable terms?
I mean, I don't know. It's a fight that her and I have been having for quite a while. We can't really seem to come to terms with each other, and it's just pretty much time for us to separate. And at the same time, I mean, her and I still talk because we still have in interest two children, mm-hmm. You know. So I need to take care of my children, and she does as well. And I mean, they still need to have parents.
So how was it that they threatened her exactly? How did that go about happening?
Apparently an officer showed up to my house, my former house. I'm still getting used to this. I'm sorry.
Sure.
And they tried to serve her tried to serve me. And they've tried to do this. I guess this is the third time that they've tried to do this. And she's been telling them that I'm not here.
And they don't believe
it. They threatened her with obstruct and delay.
Right.
I've looked my name up. Fortunately, the sheriff's department has basically a warrants list, so I've looked up my name, and I have no warrants. I have no wants of any kind, and so...
trying to serve you with papers. So they're saying they don't believe her when she's telling them that you're not there, and that's why they're going to charge her with that?
Apparently so, and I made contact with the officer this evening because she told me the name, so I called, and the sheriff's department had him call me back. He did call me back, and
sure.
I let him know that we were going through divorce and stuff, and he said that she didn't tell him that. She just told him that she wasn't accepting papers, and he would have understood if that was the words that had come out of her mouth that we were going through divorce.
So did she say that or not?
She had told him, I'm not accepting papers. I'm not accepting them.
Okay.
Good for her. I don't blame her for that. I think that what you're dealing with here is they're attempting to intimidate her into doing what they want her to do, and that is to, you know, give up information about your whereabouts.
Yeah, but they may come harder. You know, I think that this is one of those instances where, you know, a little more information might have kept them from, you know, because likely...
Maybe, but if she'd never answered the door in the first place, they would have known who she...
That much is true.
So. I'm ready and willing. I mean, if I owe money to somebody, you know, by all means, I'll pay it. But you know, them intimidating my family is not I mean, it's not okay to me. So
well, that's what they do.
So I informed him that his department would be receiving a letter from my attorney.
Well, the only way to get it to stop will be to allow them to serve the papers on you. Otherwise, they're just going to keep trying until they're successful, as I understand
it. The thing is,
we can bring it back. Hang on. More coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231 live streams are there. We get a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, and even the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines. Get all the details and get tuned in. at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Hey, would you like to make, would you like money sent to your PayPal account? Were you born in an English-speaking country? If you answered yes, yes, then go to english.freetalklive.com and discover how to fatten your PayPal account by using a microphone, the internet, and your English. You'll be your own boss and make money online. Go to english.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. Jeff is in Idaho telling us that the cops are after him, the sheriff actually in particular, looking to serve some sort of paperwork. You believe that you may be being sued by someone. And they, at the same time, you're going through a divorce with your soon-to-be ex-wife. You're not living in the house that you used to live in. So that's where they came to find you. They ended up finding her, threatening her with obstruction of justice because she didn't, I guess she didn't reveal your whereabouts to them. And so she got scared. She called you. You have since called the sheriff, and you were trying to get something out before you had to run to break there. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I ended up making contact with the officer. And, I mean, over the phone, I called the police department and just to find out what was going on. And I was talking to him. He refused to give me his name. I mean, he gave me his name when he first made contact with me, but I tried to get it again so I could write it down. Asked him. He told me really fast. I asked him to spell it. He refused to spell it. Asked him who his supervisor was, if I could speak to his supervisor. He told me no, and he would not tell me who his supervisor was.
Hmm.
So
how friendly and service-oriented.
So I mean, basically what I'm faced with right now is I mean, I don't know if there... I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know if I can file some kind of case in court or if...
What would you file? I'm sorry, what would you file in court? I mean, they're just doing their job.
I have no idea. I mean, in trying to do their job, I mean, I'm working in another city.
Mm-hmm.
In trying to do their job, they've basically verbally assaulted somebody.
It's fully legal for them to do that,
right? Well, verbally assaulted. What do you mean? They
scared someone.
They told your wife that they would bring her up on charges for obstruction.
Exactly.
Right. Cops are trained to lie. You understand that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's fully legal for them to lie to your wife's face.
But they're not lying. They can bring her up on obstruction charges.
They may
man.
Not be able to bring her up on obstruction charges.
Oh, no, they'll bring her up on them. They may not be able to make them stick.
There's that possibility.
But, I mean,
that's
you know, what does this guy lose if he brings her up on obstruction charges and she gets out, or you know, he just tosses her in jail for the night? He's not making empty threats
well,
to your wife.
They're more likely to
he's
just
making
be,
very real threats
well,
to your wife.
I would say they're more likely to be empty. They're more likely to just be intimidated. Intimidation because they don't want to fill out the paperwork.
Maybe
they don't want to
you're just speculating.
I am speculating.
And the thing is, I'm speculating as well. But the thing is I'm halfway leaning towards somebody might be trying to sue me, and I'm halfway leaning towards about a month ago I received a letter for jury duty and I never showed up.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Oh boy,
there you go.
That's...
I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, it might be the latter. They're pretty serious about that jury duty stuff. I mean, they call it a duty for a reason. Because they believe that you have to participate. In fact, I've actually got a jury duty related story. I would say when you were talking to the sheriff, did he say, "Hey, let's get together," or where did that conversation end?
Yes, he told me that I needed to contact him in person within the next 24 hours, or I would be held for delay and obstruct as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, are you planning on leaving the area, or are you going to stay there?
I think that a very good way.
Hold on, Mark. I'd like to get an answer to my question.
When I say that we're going through divorce, it's still, I mean, it's not a for sure thing. So, I mean, I might end up sticking around as it is. I mean, I already work, 100 miles away from where I live.
I can tell you the very best way to make this as bad as possible is to stay in contact with the officer and then not do what he says, because it makes it personal. And you know, if you're going to try to duck out on this jury duty thing or whatever, then you know, just don't contact him again. But At this point, what your practice seems to be is to talk to him about it, but you're not ready to go and, you know, get whatever information from him. And to him, that's like annoying as heck. You know, you're abusing his authority by doing that. And that's, of course, as you know, the very worst thing that you can do with these authority figures is,
And the really funny thing is he's like a 90-year-old man. My wife found it like humorous. She was laughing when she called me because he's so old. He's like 95.
And, do y'all live out in the woods or something like that? On a little town, or do you live in a city area?
It's Twin Falls, Idaho. I think the population here is around 40,000.
Okay.
So I
don't know, guys. What do you think he should do? I think that he's already up to his neck in kind of a big way here by, number one, the wife answering the door in the first place, and then number two, you actually calling him. But I can understand why you called him, because you didn't want your wife to be angry at you for putting her in what she perceived as was greater jeopardy by not bowing down to this guy.
Do you know what he's doing?
How can they charge me or any of my family members if I never personally talk to them?
Well, they can't charge it family members because they're not involved. They're probably bluffing there. But if they're coming after you for jury duty, then they're pretty serious. And maybe you can find out from afar what the real issue is. And if you have an attorney or you know an attorney, you might want to talk with them.
Have the attorney meet up with the copper.
Right, exactly.
That seems like I think the best solution, but it's not cheap. And
no, it's not.
If you don't happen to have an attorney who's a good friend, and that can't happen for everybody.
Maybe have a friend with a video camera. That might help.
Oh, that's going to be a great idea.
Well, if you're going to go meet the cop, why wouldn't you want to have a video camera with
you? Just get your piece of paper, man, and go home. So that your wife doesn't hate you. And I mean, it's just a piece of paper.
It's a piece of paper that will likely have a court date on it or something
like
that.
You don't think that you're going to get it anyway?
They're
when they pull your butt over, you're going to get it, and you're going to get it good.
I'm just saying, I can't believe, Mark, that you're advocating not having some recording device around when dealing with bureaucrats. It's one of the most powerful things that you can do to help keep yourself safe.
It's not the first thing that you do in these circumstances if you're trying to avoid trouble.
If he's got the trouble coming to him. He knows this is trouble, so you bring the damn video camera.
I think Wayne is nodding. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily a good idea. It sounds like you're already teasing this lion, and I don't think it's a great idea. And all you have to do is watch some of the Free Keen activists on freekeen.com, and you will see just how nasty bureaucrats can get when you shove cameras in their faces.
Well, whatever, Mark. So it sounds to me like you're saying bow down and just do what the cop says. I'm saying bring a video camera along or audio recording device to make sure you're protected, to make sure that the scene is recorded, and let them know. I don't know what the laws are there in that state about notifying people that they are being recorded, but maybe a good idea to let them know that they're being recorded if you're doing it somewhat surreptitiously. And thank you and good luck. Please let us know what happens, will you?
Yes,
thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You've said in the past, Mark, that you think that people should have, at least I recall this, having recording devices anytime they deal with bureaucrats.
I don't think you should go out and shoot people.
I said, you have said that they should have it anytime they deal with bureaucrats.
You should.
In the past.
You should have it.
You're saying don't use it.
You don't use it, and right away.
More coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's KeroStove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits, using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored cabs come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, freetalklive.com features include the archives. So if you missed a moment, just click and download. They're yours for free at freetalklive.com.
How would you like to get a non-lethal weapon in the hands of your loved one with the stopping power that rivals that of a handgun this holiday season? Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand, unlike all other weapons. It's obviously, you don't walk around with a gun in your hand. There is no expectation by the perp that you have a weapon. It's the Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a Christmas special right there, tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your calls in a moment, and in fact, we'll come back to the jury duty topic since Jeff in Idaho brought it up. But Jeff in Idaho was talking about what should he do. He's got the sheriff out there in Twin Falls looking for him, and he wasn't at home because he's no longer living with his wife. They're going through divorce. They threatened his wife, and she got scared. She contacted him. He then contacted the sheriff. Yeah, it's probably going to take the heat off of his wife, which, you know, that's what he wanted to happen. But now he was wondering what to do. And, Mark, you're suggesting that he be a good little serf and go in there and just, you know, meet up with the sheriff. And I said bring a video camera along. You said you'd be fine with that, but that he shouldn't use the video camera.
I don't think you should go flashing video cameras in bureaucrats' faces if you don't want trouble.
Okay, and what I'm trying to say is he's got trouble, so yes. Why not bring the video camera?
He's got trouble, but he's got normal, everyday trouble. This 80-year-old man or whatever it is that he's talking about here.
It's every day that people...
His whole job is he delivers pieces of paper to people that are kind of difficult to find. Mm. And if you're just the average difficult-to-find person, he's not going to have some kind of vendetta against you. Now, I don't know if this guy's a real law enforcement officer, if he's just some kind of paper server or whatever he is.
Sound like a sheriff to me.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, too. Yeah. So if you're dealing with a sheriff, a guy who's armed and has the right to arrest you if he feels like it, has the ability to arrest you if he feels like it and toss you in jail for a couple of days just for kicks, then I don't think that you should go messing with that guy because there's really no benefit to it.
So what you're saying is that all of the Cop Watch chapters around the country should just shut down and stop doing what they do.
The Cop Watch chapters provide a good service. They go out and they're looking at, they're a third-party observer. They're essentially the press.
But they're putting cameras in police's faces, and if the police wanted to, they could target them for retaliation, which is what you're saying what might happen.
But they're legitimate, or they've already developed themselves as an organization. Cop Watch is an organization. So I don't think that you're going to do very well just sort of doing your own citizen Cop Watch thing. But I'm for it. Look, man, if you want some trouble from the cops, bring a big old camera, as many as you can get. Get all your friends with cameras and you know, stick them right in this cop's face and see how it goes for you.
Well, one thing I agree with you on, Mark, is that Jeff should probably, if he wants to do activism like this, the best place for it is in New Hampshire. But that said, some people feel like they can't move here to New Hampshire, and I'm not going to tell those people that they shouldn't be doing these things. I'm not going to tell those people that they shouldn't be arming themselves with cameras and audio recording devices. And please. Yes, obviously, it will possibly increase the level of conflict that you have with these people.
I'll tell you one thing.
Also keep you safe.
One thing, it might, but I doubt it will in the early stages. If you just whip it out the first thing, the camera out at right away, then I think that you're going to have more trouble than you likely would. I have been stopped, I can't tell you how many times, and I almost never get a ticket. Why? Because I know how to deal with bureaucrats. And that's a skill. If things went poorly, I would have my camera out, and then I would start recording things. But the last thing I'm really looking for is an interview on Free Talk Live and being able to call myself one of Ian's super activists, because I got my butt thrown in jail. I'm not looking for that. The people that are, God bless them. Go out there and do super activism in Idaho or wherever it is you are.
Don't you think that if more people showed up with video cameras for their little meetings with bureaucrats where the bureaucrats are planning on aggressing against them, that might have an effect?
I think if more people took guns out of cops' holsters and threw them into gutters, that we'd have fewer people shot. However, the first ones that do it are going to get bullets
that's
in their
right.
heads.
Somebody has to be the first.
Yep, that's right.
So what you're saying is,
be the raving lunatic.
The pioneers always get shot in the back, they say.
You
need them.
Right. It's certainly risky being out on the leading edge of an activism movement.
So you're asking me to advocate that somebody act in a risky fashion?
I'm not asking for you to advocate anything. I'm just having a discussion with you here, and I'm saying that you're advocating that people be serfs, and I'm advocating that they stand up for themselves. Yes, standing up for yourself means that you're going to have extra bit of risk. Being a serf means, being a slave means that you're likely to not get kicked too hard. 800-259-9231. Let's go to your calls about what you want. It's John in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, you're on here.
How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, John?
I'll give you a little background on myself. I was the Libertarian Party candidate for U.S. Senate here in Ohio back in 2000. And in 2001, I was elected to a city council in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio, called Gahanna. Town of about 35,000, and I've been on council for the last 8 years. This past year, I've made it a point to uphold my oath to the Constitution, which every elected official has to take. They say an oath to uphold the Constitution when they're sworn into office.
Right.
Well, you know, I think I've stumbled on something here, because I have written an article on this. Posted it at a website called localpoliticians.net. The only thing on that website is my article. And it's an essay and a kind of a format as to how we can take back our Constitution by holding local politicians accountable.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, the same way that Davy Crockett's constituents held Congress in check.
What's that mean?
And I've got a reference. I've got a reference to the great Davy Crockett story in the essay. In other words, the Constitution doesn't have any more power than what we the people give it. If we the people don't care about it, then nobody else cares about it, least of all Congress. And when you think about where Congress critters come from, most of them come from state legislatures. Where do a lot of these state legislatures come from? Gee, local politicians. So if we had everybody in America that listens to talk radio, from your program all the way up to Rush Limbaugh, if they would just take a half an hour of their time on a Monday night or a Tuesday night or whenever city council meets and go down to their local city council and monitor the way these guys are voting, are they upholding their oath? For example, I had to vote no on an ordinance called Safe Sidewalks to Schools. Why? Because there's no authority in the Constitution under Article 1, Section 8 for the federal government to be giving out money to local city councils so that they can design some kind of safe sidewalk to their school program. I had to vote no on buying three police cruisers.
Well, you had to vote no because you wanted to vote no because you're a libertarian candidate from 2000 or something like that.
Well, but it's because what does your oath to the Constitution mean?
Yeah, but how do you if I go to these city meetings, which I suspect I'll be spending more than a half an hour there if I do go. But if I go, how do I hold my my elected local critter accountable? I mean, the best I've ever seen is they do whatever the hell they want to.
It's all explained in my essay. I have a simple action plan in there, Mark or Ian, whoever was speaking. There is a simple action plan in there, and it's the same exact way that Davy Crockett's constituent held him accountable.
I'm interested in it. It's localactivist.org, you said?
It's localpoliticians.net.
Okay.
That's politicians with an S.
I don't think that what you're suggesting is necessarily a bad idea, but people have been going to city council meetings for a long time, and maybe it's just all the wrong people.
Well, when's the last time your city council race for your candidates, when's the last time the Constitution was the issue and whether or not they were upholding it?
It would seem like a local official wouldn't have really any responsibility to the federal Constitution.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Then why does he swear an oath to uphold it?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, and I appreciate it. Good luck with your website, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and they include our chat room. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show, or sometimes they hang around after the show, and you never know. It's open 24 hours a day, so who knows what you'll find in there at chat.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Jason Osborne at SACL CAI. He's a huge advocate of liberty. I've said it on multiple occasions. He's the John Hancock of the liberty movement. Mm-hmm. So if he absolutely
sure
is. So if you have a business or know of one, or you know, work you know, accounts receivable at some business, perhaps SACL CAI might be the organization to take care of that for you. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, before we continue, I just want to comment a little further on what John in Ohio was suggesting there. I don't think it was necessarily a bad idea.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Of people going to these city councilor gang meetings and keeping an eye on things. In fact, Wayne, it's something that you do on a regular basis. One of the reasons why you're here every other Wednesday night is because, well, the other Wednesday night, you're at the little town selectman meetings where you live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know, I don't approach it as keeping an eye on so much as I approach it as establishing a relationship with, because if I can get my views known, and if I know everything that's going on in the town, then I'm in a better position to affect change. And at least make them aware that there's a lot of people who don't want what they think they want. Mm-hmm. Because the problem we had in our town is that there's a few people who were a vocal minority who wanted all this new spending. And when they would come up for a vote, they'd get their heads handed to them every time. So a lot of the people in the select board and other committees were under the impression that everybody wanted this stuff when really nobody wanted it, just this few people who were always hounding them.
Right. Most people don't say anything. Most people don't get involved. I mean, I live in a small city of 25,000 people, and I can tell you that 99.9% of them are probably not going to any city council meetings ever. And it's probably the same way in most places across the country. But the one thing I really disagreed with John on, and I didn't really feel like jumping in because we didn't have a whole lot of time left in the segment and creating conflict with it, with that particular call, but the one thing I really disagree with him on is the constitutional approach. Number one, we the people didn't sign the Constitution. I didn't sign it. Nobody here living has signed it. John was the only one of the people that was on that phone call that actually swore an oath to it. He's
only proposing that you hold the bureaucrats to that oath.
But the problem with that, my problem is that you can't, because everyone's interpretation of the Constitution is different. So you can say, hey, you're not upholding freedom of speech. Well, that's not my interpretation. My interpretation is blah, 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 blah,
freedom,
blah.
Freedoms come with, the Supreme Court has said blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Right, right.
So, I agree with you that, the Constitution is, it does seem to be a tar pit where you get in there and then you can't get out. You're trying to argue these constitutional things.
Right. You may know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You may have spent hours studying it. You may have read books about the Constitution. You may have read the other papers that the Founding Fathers wrote. You may be very well versed, but it doesn't matter what you think. Well, I guess it matters for John because he actually is on the city council where he is. But most people are not. He's talking about most people attending these meetings. So it won't matter what you say. You can make all the claims you want about the Constitution, but as long as there's that general welfare clause and as long as there's that other clause,
interstate compact,
whatever, yeah, then they'll just fall back on that. And like you say, with the Supreme Court. So what I would come at it from is if I was going to encourage this behavior of people going to city council meetings, and I don't think it's a bad idea. I really don't. But I'm working. And a lot of people are or busy. Or
yeah, I'd absolutely be at my town selectman meetings if I wasn't working. But that's the problem is that, they're during my time slot. I advocate what the guy says.
Well, what I would advocate is that people come at it from whatever they're going to say, come at it from a perspective of opposing aggression, of supporting peace. Take it down to the root issue. The Constitution isn't what I support. I support peace and non-aggression.
Yeah. And aggression is really, if you think about, look at this Earth. Let's just say you were from another planet and you were hovering over the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you were watching, you were monitoring the TV transmissions and everything. You would very quickly determine that the primary problem on Earth is aggression. Aggression between human beings, aggression by human beings towards their environment sometimes. But aggression is the primary problem on Earth right now. And most of the aggression comes from governments against people, although individuals can do it too.
Sure.
And the most damage comes from when power is concentrated and the aggression that ensues from that. So we have to get away from that. And the idea is to not concentrate power so much, to bring power back decentralized so that you have less aggression.
Right. It's an institutionalized aggression is what it is. And that's why governments in the 20th century alone were guilty of murdering millions upon millions.
Over 150 million
people.
Well, aggression is bad, but government aggression is a different classification of it because it's you really can't do anything about it.
It's an otherworldly level of aggression.
Well, what you can do in this case is go to those city council meetings, and whenever you get a chance to, if they have an open session or whatever, so it depends. It's different in every political designation. Like out in California, for instance, they give anybody that lines up 3 minutes to talk about whatever the hell they want to, pretty much. Here in New Hampshire, at least here in Keene, there's very rarely an opportunity for the public to speak.
Yeah, they don't want the public. They don't want to hear from the public at all.
At a city council meeting, but they have these things that they call committee meetings. So what they do is they break out the city councilors.
Where you don't get to talk to all the city council people at once, you just get to talk to a few of them, and then they ignore you individually.
Right, so you have to go.
Then the entire group doesn't hear what you have to say that way, too, when you're just talking in a small group of a few people.
It's true. That is absolutely true. And the systems are going to be distributed differently in different areas. That's what I'm saying. But in general, I think the idea of going in there with a message of non-aggression and pointing out to them when they are, what they're doing, hey, what you're doing here, you're aggressing against people. This is hurting people. Pointing that out, I think, is valuable. It's happened a few times here in Keene. It hasn't happened a whole lot, though. I don't know how often it's going on across the rest of New Hampshire with the activists that are coming in here, but I imagine it's happening out there. And I think it should happen more. But of course, asking people to go out and do that, it takes time. Like you said, Mark, it's not just a half an hour. I don't know what the meetings are like in Ohio, where he comes from. But
if you time it right, you can probably get in there for a half an hour. And I'm sure that since he sits through these 2 or 3 hour meetings, and he would know the time slots and everything. But, you know, my experience is whenever I go to deal with, I mean, I just went in for to take my traffic ticket to trial. I sat in there for an hour just waiting for him to call me up and say, so you want a trial? Yes. Oh, we'll see you in April.
Right.
But, you know, my experience has been there's a lot of good people who work in these organizations, and they just don't know what they're doing because they've been indoctrinated for so long. They've gotten their job. You know, they do what they've told they're supposed to do.
Right. They're doing what they think is best.
They do what they think is best. So by making them aware of the concept of aggression, I think you can change a lot of minds just by working with people and establishing relationships with people.
I think you're absolutely right about that. Let's go to Bodie in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Bodie, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I'm in driver's ed, as you may remember. I don't know. The last class was about alcohol, and it was very boring, as usual. And I asked him, he said that the teacher said that there is a piece of paper that you sign when you get your license that you agree to take the breathalyzer test if it's asked of you by an officer. And do you know if that's true or not?
I don't know. I think that in general, you know, I do think that happened down in Florida. I think that essentially it says, I don't know if there's a piece of paper.
I think you could lose your license. You'll certainly face some kind of problem from refusing a breathalyzer test.
I don't have it with me, but the license from Florida that I have says something to the effect on it that, you know, possession of this or having this license means that you consent to a breathalyzer. So it's likely that whatever it is that you're signing, they're basically saying, by signing this, you're agreeing to all of our motor vehicle statutes. That's basically what they're saying, which, of course, is impossible because you've not actually read those motor vehicle statutes. But nonetheless, that's what they're going to claim.
He did say that you would lose your license for 180 days, I think he said, if you refused a breathalyzer.
Long darn time.
But you don't have to admit to how many drinks you've had or if you've had any drinks, right?
On Free Talk Live, we are not attorneys and cannot dispense legal advice. However,
yeah, I know, but like, you know, your Fourth Amendment, you're not supposed to...
You don't have to tell them anything. You don't have to take the breathalyzer test. You don't have to do anything, dude.
No, in fact,
you don't have to get out of the car.
If you want to keep your license.
Well, a number of police will recommend that you not take a breathalyzer, especially if you have been drinking,
right,
because the consequences long-term of getting caught for a DUI are much worse than whatever it is they're going to hit you with for not taking the breathalyzer.
If you haven't been...
He said you... they'll take you to jail, and you lose your license if you refuse a breathalyzer. But if you do get convicted, then you also get the jail time on top of that.
They might take you in and attempt to continue to intimidate you into taking the breathalyzer. It's my understanding that in most places you still don't absolutely have to. Though they're changing that in some places where they'll be able to draw blood from you at some point. So. I don't think that's happening in New Hampshire yet, but I know it's been proposed in other places around the country. So there's no one-size-fits-all answer to this. I thank you, Brody, Bodie for the call. Hour number three is coming up. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.